Regarding Pidyon HaBen, the halacha is that if the father or mother is either a Kohen or a Levi, so there is no Pidyon HaBen. And the Meshech Chochma points out in Parshas Bamidbar about the status. It seems to be Machlokas Meshech Chochma and Kedushas Levi, whether a Levi has Kedusha or not. The Meshech Chochma was a Kohen, says Levi, no. And the Kedushas Levi, I'm not sure, he might have been a Levi. He says, yeah. So what's the Raya, the Meshech Chochma, that there's a difference between a Kohen and Levi? The Kohen has Kedusha, Levi doesn't. He wants to bring a raya, because the moment we have it, the Gemara Megillah tells us, Tashmishe Kedusha Nizrakin. Tashmishe Kedusha Nigvarem is buried, like the mantle of a Sefer Torah, the plastic on the mezuzah. Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakim. And there's also a principle of Tashmishe Kedusha Nikvarim, but a Tashmish to Tashmish, one further removed, is not Nizrakim. So if you, perhaps one could argue, it could be for other reasons why it's not true, but let's say the saran wrap on the mezuzah is a tashmishi kedusha. Perhaps maybe the actual mezuzah cover is only a tashmishi tashmish. But we could discuss what could be for other reasons that you'd have to, that might have a status of a tashmish kedusha. So either way, that's the halacha. So what's the Meshech Chochma's raya to this? He says, how does he know a Kohen has kedusha and a Kohen doesn't, and a Levi? He says a Kohen, because the Kedusha is the Gufa, the Karban is the Gufa Kedusha, and the Kohen is, takes care of the Karban. He's like the Tashmish of the Karban. So the Karban's a Kedusha, Kohen is a Tashmish to Kedusha. And the Levi takes care of the Kohen, he's a Tashmish to Tashmish. So therefore, a Levi doesn't have Kedusha. So how do we see a Lahalacha? So he says the Halacha is, that if there's a difference whether a Kohen, let's say a Kohenis is, lives with a Gentile versus a Leviya that lives with a Gentile. In other words, the halacha is that if a Kohen, if a Kohenis lives with a guy, so she loses her Kedusha. And therefore, the halachas of Pidyon HaBen apply. However, if a Leviya lives with a guy, it's usher, but you don't lose your Kedusha. There was no Kedusha to lose. So therefore, there is the Pidyon HaBen remains. So we see that a Kohen has Kedusha, and therefore if you lose it, there are ramifications. If you nifala, a Leviya doesn't have the Kedusha, so it doesn't change the halacha of Pidyon HaBen. So that's the halacha of Pidyon HaBen for a Levi, or either your mother or father's a Levi. So however, if it's a Levi, if it's a Kohenis that's Boel Gai, so then she loses her Kedusha, and therefore there is a Pidyon HaBen. But for a Leviya who's Boel Gentile, it's still Usher, but you don't lose your Kedusha because there is none, and therefore the halachas of Pidyon HaBen remain intact.